RFP advances key commitment in NYC's Green Economy Action Plan that aims to catalyze innovation in climate technologies and equitably grow innovation ecosystem along the New York Harbor. The world-class hub will serve 150 startups over 10 years, generate $2.6 billion in economic impact, create 600 jobs, while providing local workforce training and job placement for Sunset Park community. New York City Economic Development Corporation NYCET today announced the release of an up to $100 million request for proposal RFP for an operator to develop a world-class climate innovation hub at the Brooklyn Army Terminal BAT in Sunset Park, Brooklyn, and advance New York City's just transition to a green economy. This cutting-edge hub will grow New York City's climate technology ecosystem, accelerate commercialization pathways for climate technologists, entrepreneurs, and talent working to develop, pilot, and deploy new solutions to combat the effects of climate change. The Adams administration is taking bold steps to mobilize public and private sector resources to support the companies, investors, and institutions that are driving innovation in the green economy. In February 2024, Mayor Adams released the Green Economy Action Plan, which outlines a number of city-led actions that will complement private sector activity to triple the green economy's economic output and more than double the number of green-collar jobs by 2040. As a key initiative, NYCET is embarking on an ambitious strategy, investing up to $100 million to create a premier climate innovation hub at BAT. The Climate Innovation Hub will be a crucial addition to the recently formed Harbor Climate Collaborative. The collaborative is a partnership that will link climate tech piloting, tenanting, and programming opportunities at BAT with the rest of the Sunset Park District, the Brooklyn Navy Yard Development Corporation, and the Trust for Governor's Island. The Climate Innovation Hub will further secure New York's position at the center of the green economy revolution, said New York City Mayor Eric Adams. As we laid out in our State of the City address, we're going to have 400,000 green economy jobs in New York by 2040, and we're going to harness the tremendous economic potential of building a cleaner, greener city for our children. Through this RFP, the city is soliciting a consortium led by a single respondent to design and operate the Climate Innovation Hub. NYCET recommends that proposals include one or more stakeholders responding together to this RFP with key expertise in accelerator incubator operations, real estate operations, lab prototyping facility operations, pilot testing facility operations, an academic or R&D institution, workforce talent development organization, business development entity, or a financial investor to develop, launch, and support the hub. The 112,000-square-foot hub for business development, incubation, and research commercialization will serve 150 startups over 10 years and offer workforce development opportunities for the local community. This new space will enable emerging market innovators, small companies, and growth stage and commercialization stage companies to build and rapidly prototype products, provide business support using the for-purpose space, and carry out product research and development. The RFP seeks to solicit premier, mission-aligned entities to design and operate the Climate Innovation Hub at BAT. The procurement will seek a consortium to develop and operate the hub with cutting-edge facilities from prototyping labs to testing platforms. Establish business development services to accelerate both startup and incumbent climate innovation businesses to navigate pathways to commercialization. Support New York City's just transition to a green economy by creating workforce development programming for New Yorkers from all backgrounds, including the immediate Sunset Park community, to engage in green job training and opportunities. Pilot climate technologies through the recently launched Pilots at BAT program, an effort committed to demonstrating climate technologies and solutions at this historic industrial site. Successful proposals will put forward plans for a new space to incubate and accelerate climate tech businesses and create employment and training opportunities for New Yorkers. The hub will enable these goals through catalytic business growth programs, advanced manufacturing facilities for prototyping and product development, piloting opportunities, and workforce development initiatives. Compelling proposals will also include plans to develop ecosystem partners across the private and public sectors, attract resources and investment to the local climate tech ecosystem, and implement a business model for the hub to become financially self-sufficient. BAT is home to 125 industrial businesses that collectively employ 4,000 New Yorkers. In the last 10 years, NYSEDC has invested $270 million at BAT to bring new leasable space online, improve open space, common areas, and campus infrastructure. In addition to the $100 million available for the hub, NYSEDC is investing nearly $200 million to upgrade the BAT campus to modernize its buildings, reduce greenhouse gas GHG emissions in compliance with Local Law 97, and provide more amenities for workers and visitors. NYSEDC is partnering with UPROS and development partners on a planned large rooftop community solar installation on the roof of Building B and has engaged with numerous climate tech companies to pilot new products throughout the campus. Amenities at BAT include 1,500 private parking spaces for businesses on the campus, and 450 public parking spaces on Pier 4. There are 118 loading docks campus-wide and Building A is served by a dedicated loading dock with 9 individual bays. Additional tenant amenities include a growing offering of food and beverage amenities, on-site child care providers, a NYC Workforce One Center, and event spaces and conference rooms. Beyond BAT, the nearby South Brooklyn Marine Terminal SBMT is being redeveloped into a world-class offshore wind port facility. In addition, the 2 million square foot Made in New York MeNY campus at Bush Terminal will host movie studios and space for light manufacturing and creative uses. Through this historic municipal investment, the Climate Innovation Hub is poised to provide the innovation facilities, piloting infrastructure, business growth programs, and workforce development opportunities that will not only address the existential threat of climate change but generate enduring shared prosperity for all New Yorkers for years to come. Responses to the Climate Innovation Hub RFP are due on Thursday, July 18, 2024, at 11:59 p.m. EST. To submit a proposal, click here. About NYSEDC. New York City Economic Development Corporation is a mission-driven, nonprofit organization that works for a vibrant, inclusive, and globally competitive economy for all New Yorkers. We take a comprehensive approach, through four main strategies: strengthen confidence in NYC as a great place to do business, grow innovative sectors with a focus on equity, build neighborhoods as places to live, learn, work, and play, and deliver sustainable infrastructure for communities and the city's future economy. To learn more about what we do, visit us on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and Instagram.